This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Carrie Myers served on the Criminal Justice Reinvestment Task Force and says he's dismayed at the people watching and waiting for the reforms to fail.
There are some people in this state who would love to find the next Willie Horton. That's unfortunate because that began driving policy. Policy based on fear, policy based on ignorance.
But Myers, who also served time at Angola, is also a realist.
If you think it's going to be perfect, if we release 1,900 people like we're released on November 1st, that every one of those people are going to be perfect citizens, no, it's not going to happen.
Myers was the editor of the state penitentiary's magazine, The Angolite, for 20 years before receiving a commutation of his life sentence last year. This year, he's serving on the Felony Class System Task Force and working to change state law on voting rights for former felons.
The Louisiana Constitution says people who are under an order of imprisonment are not allowed to vote.
There's a lawsuit making its way through the state court system right now because, Myers says, the members of the 1973 Constitutional Convention chose not to include those on probation and parole. But
2 and 3 years later, the legislature passed 2 laws, suspending the right to vote for people who are on probation and then suspending the right to vote for people who are on parole. One of the plaintiffs to the lawsuit has been on parole for 25 years.
Noting there are about 72,000 disenfranchised Louisiana residents, he then asked,
how would politics change as we know it in Louisiana today if suddenly 72,000 people were given the right to vote? The people who are in opposition certainly don't want that to happen.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.